Warriors have played their four quarters. Now, it's time for the fifth quarter. Here are Matt and Rob with Gannett Media's Eric Baranchik.
Fifth quarter is sponsored by Titletown Brewing and Evergreen Power. You can count on them. Highway 41 and N, Little Chute. Packers, Steelers in Pittsburgh last night, 35-25, the final. Of course, your Green Bay Packers come out with the victory. We're joined in the studio by Gannett Media's Eric Baranchik. Good morning, sir.
Oh, good morning.
Victory Mondays are the best Mondays.
It's one of those night games where you don't need coffee in the morning. It's pretty good.
Now, are you so pumped because Jordan Love just kicked the crap out of Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, man.
I mean, really outplayed Rodgers.
How awesome was it when you're watching it on TV and you hear a Go Pack Go in the background and Packers cheering and, you know, Aaron Rodgers having to go to a silent count at home? That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, you always love a little bit of making your opponent extremely embarrassed while defeating. You know, there's something to be said about that. And it also helped, I think, that the Packers looked so much better than the Steelers, not only in how they played the game on the field, but also just literally the alternate uniform matchup, I think, heavily in favor of the Green Bay Packers.
100%.
That ugly, disgusting thing that the Steelers were wearing last night, just absolutely abominable.
Oh, the helmets were cool. I like the helmets.
Those were cool.
The jerseys were god-awful.
Atrocious.
I just kept getting like Charlie Brown flashbacks.
Yeah, what's going on here? What are we doing?
I was like, why am I watching the Peanuts play football? I don't want to do this. But man, yeah, Jordan Love looked really, really good last night. And speaking of looking good, that Tucker Kraft, man.
Yeah.
Oh, man, what a monster game.
What a beast in the yak yards, man.
I guess his foot is feeling pretty good.
He is so hard to bring down in the open field.
Well, what would you say in terms of whenever Tucker Kraft is tackled, how many guys are actively touching him on average when he does go down?
3 to 4?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that?
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't get taken down by one.
Never. Never.
You know, so you know what? They needed that victory. They needed, at this point in the season, they needed to go into someone's house, a good team, and just put a whooping on them. You know, the first half aside, it was really good from the point when you're looking at your offense and how they were performing. In lieu of a couple of drop passes in the first half, it would have got a lot even uglier. You know, so a couple things that we're missing in the game, I think a little bit, was the running game certainly is still a work in progress, especially coming out of last season. But the defense, I tell you what, some of the individual efforts that you saw, you know, Valentine, come on, that was a heck of a performance for him.
He was fired up last night.
He needed that. And quite honestly, the Packers secondary were kind of grasping a little bit. And you kind of thought they were going to do it. After last week, you know, poor Nate Hobbs is just been getting used like a rag doll out there. And, you know, to see Carrington Valentin come out and have that type of performance, wow, what a game.
Yeah, defense looked really, really good. Of course, Micah Parsons again making impacts all over the place. But Rashawn Gary had himself a really
nice night. Ngabari had a couple of really good plays. I mean, when he gets in there, he's impactful. You know, so in the run game, in the pass game as well, you saw the screen pass play where he tracked that one down. I just thought all around there was a handful of really good individual efforts on defense that really kind of put the nail in the coffin for poor Aaron.
It's a fifth quarter with Gannett Media's Eric Baranchik. He came back last night, had a big-time impact on that offense. Talk about Christian Watson and his impact on the overall offense and what it means for the Tucker Crafts and the other guys kind of opening things up.
Space. You know, football is an easy game. When you break it all down, it's simple. It's about angles and about creating space and decreasing space, right? And when you see that, you know, the Pittsburgh secondary had to tip their hat, right? So they had to make sure that they were deeper than him, and that space that he creates downfield makes it a lot easier for the crossing routes and the stuff outside in the flat. But you can't keep your safeties, you can't cheat your safeties up when he's on the field. Bottom line.
Yeah, and it was nice to see him get involved in the offense early, you know, some underneath routes, but then also he's able to stretch the field. There was a big play in the second half where Jordan Love once again just sort of throws the ball up.
Unbelievable.
Which he did a couple of times, one to Kraft, one to Watson, where you're like, I don't think that was smart to do.
No.
But his guys just found a way to come down with it.
And, you know, every time that that ball goes up like that, it's flashbacks to the NFC or to San Francisco a couple years ago in the playoffs.
Oh, yeah.
That interception at the end of the game. You know, it's like, oh, no, not again. And
right, where he's thrown across the
somehow
field.
And find a way to come down with it. You know, that's good stuff. You know, when you're rolling like that and you have that kind of confidence and momentum, it changes things and puts the defense on their heels. And you know, there was a couple plays that his receivers just, you know, flat out dropped the ball. Tucker Kraft, one of them.
Dobbs, yeah.
On that back shoulder pass. I mean, those were really good throws. That throw to Dobbs was an all-pro throw, and it just didn't come down with it. But, you know, you look at it, when a quarterback gets hot, you know, it's almost hard to run the football because when he's that hot, let's just keep him going, right?
Yeah,
let's not
right.
give the ball on put the ball out of his hands. Let's keep him going.
And that's what LaFleur said after the game. He was so hot with the 20 straight completions that he didn't want to call run plays because he just wanted to keep kind of fanning the flames and
right.
see how long they could ride it.
But right? what if he gets another one?
Yeah, right.
I should call a run play, but what if he completes another pass?
Right. Let's just keep throwing. You know, and the other thing, too, is it keeps your defense good because, you know, so far this season, opposing defenses have been clamping down on the run, and then they're trying to stop the run, number one. And, you know, the linebackers are playing super aggressive. So when the quarterback can make it look a little bit like a pass – or like a run, it changes things. Because then you get like the Tucker Kraft, the 33-yard, or he didn't get the touchdown on, but the 33-yard pass, that was because the linebackers were all out of position. You know, when you're able to run and do it just enough, that's when big things happen for you on offense.
It's the fifth quarter with Gannett Media's Eric Baranchek. Packers rallying to beat the Steelers 35-25. Now, Packers are down 16-7. Were you worried that, oh man, this is just not going to work for us tonight? Things just aren't clicking with the drops and drives ending on third down. They couldn't convert on third downs.
Oh, the first half was brutal.
But then they come out second half. It was like, oh man, where was this team in the first half?
I think when you watch it live like that, I really didn't get the feeling like, oh, this is going to get out of control. I didn't get that feeling. You know, you got, because they're a touchdown and you're right back in it, right?
Yeah.
So, and they came out and marched down the field and put it in. I mean, at that point, you're like, I don't think this is going to go the other way. I think the Packers are going to win this game.
Yeah, they caught fire, but I mean, there was the struggles from Brandon McManus. He misses a.
Of course, you got to have a kicker's controversy. Doesn't every team have that?
He misses a couple of kicks, one a little bit short. One he misses
wide left.
Wide.
Yeah.
And obviously coming on the heels of what Haversick was able to do and setting the franchise record with a 61-yarder and things. I know that social media was like, what are we doing here?
How much of that is real, though? Is there anything real to that at all?
I don't know. I guess the first thought was when the inactives came out was like, oh, well, interesting. Let's see how this goes. And it went south right away.
Right.
Holy cow. You know,
especially to come up short, what was it, a 57-yarder?
Yes.
Come up short, and he had the hamstring issues, and everyone's like, well, why are we putting him out there?
Right.
He's still not healthy.
Right. Well, you know, kicking 61 yards in Phoenix in the middle of the day versus at night in Pittsburgh is a little different.
It is a little different.
Yeah, slightly different. The ball isn't exactly as soft as that one is. And you
57
know,
is not necessarily automatic.
No, not at all. You know,
although in today's NFL, aren't they automatic? I don't know.
I don't know.
Kickers are so good now,
right? Soccer players with helmets.
Yeah,
not fun.
That's right.
But you got faith in McManus?
Of course.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean, they're a kicker, right? That's their job. Go out and kick the ball. I guess if he misses another one, you still got a guy in the roster.
Right.
I mean, it doesn't happen very often. Good thing he's not a punter.
Yeah. Good thing. What did you see from the Packers defense that was making it so hard for Aaron Rodgers to get into a groove?
The pass rush.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't seen this in years. Where you know, you go back a year or two and you laugh because the guy could open up a bag of chips, drink a beer, and throw the ball at it whenever he felt like it.
Now, it's my kind of football, by
right,
the way.
Yeah. but now you can't do any. These guys, they got to get the ball out in 2 seconds, 2.5 seconds, or it's ugly. I guess the most impressive part from Aaron Rodgers was his ability to evade the pass rush. You know, you saw other quarterbacks that they played recently, and they, you know, if they would have played the Bengals, I mean, they could have had 10 sacks, right? You know, they ended up with 3, but just the inability for that quarterback to be comfortable and knowing that that clock is ticking with number one bearing down and 52 coming. The other thing that it was made things a lot difficult, and I don't think a lot of people pick up on it because the guy didn't have any sacks, but having Devontae Wyatt back,
yeah,
and being able to push that front, you know, the guard center guard gap is so crucial in the passing game, and people never really think about it, but when there's nowhere to step up, when those pass rushers are coming around the outside and there's nowhere to step up, you're as a quarterback, you're scared. Now you got a, you know, very angry 250, 300-pound gentleman that's coming after you, and he's probably not going to shake your hand. So it changes things. And you saw that last night. His impact in the pass rush game was overshadowed what he did in the run game, but in the pass rush game really brought that pocket collapse into the front lap of Aaron Rodgers, and that makes it really hard.
It's the fifth quarter with Gannett Media's Eric Baranchek. You know the stars of the teams, but it often comes down to role players and their impacts. Malik Heath making key impacts last night, and Emmanuel Wilson really provided a spark out of the backfield.
Absolutely. You know, he just was downhill.
Yeah.
You know, and it was, that's the one thing that is probably Jacobs has probably got to come back to a little bit, is just be downhill. And you break a tackle here and there, but you know the offensive line didn't do any favors for Josh Jacobs either. And you know, hats off to Pittsburgh. They were playing the run. Their linebackers were really tough, and they were really stepping up in the run game. And what that did is that helped, you know, Jordan Love a little bit, because now those zones got pretty shallow, and you know, the stuff across the middle was really good.
Fifth quarter with our special guest, Gannett Media's Eric Baranchek. It's Packers and Panthers up next at Lambeau Field. We'll talk about that next Monday morning. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Well, thanks for having me.
Yeah, have a great rest of your Victory Monday.
Absolutely. And can you believe it? Not even one cup of coffee yet.
Not one.
That's just what it's like.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Night game, normally it's at least a gallon by this time, and now we're, you know, it's amazing how a good performance can get you going in the morning.
At least a gallon. You've got a problem, sir.
I say have some from us, but I guarantee you that they haven't filled it up again.
No, that's true. Yeah.